for people who were countercultural, and there was a huge feeling of optimism. To give a little more context on the birth of this psychology, we have to understand the era that the USA was in. After World War II, the population felt we had conquered something that was insurmountable: the threat of communism and fascism, which had threatened to spill over into all parts of the West and East. Young men had gone to war to defend their homeland, their family, and friends. The war was fought overseas, and the feeling at home was one of quiet expectation, one of trying to get back, while all the soldiers were gone. Then, when they came back, they all had kids. By this time, people started to realize that they felt stable. They felt that there was a future for their kids in this country, one without war and struggle. There was an intrinsic hopefulness, and this brought people to life in a new way, one of optimism. Throughout the 60s and 70s, people took this attitude to heart. They felt that they wanted to make sure their kids were able to go to good schools and get good jobs. They felt that the USA was unbeatable, that it was the land of opportunity, and it was the best country in the world. That was a few decades ago, and a lot has changed. Now the USA is not seen as such a great land of opportunity. Rather, people are finding that the job market is weaker than it has been in several generations. And the USA does not feel like it will be the dominant country on a global scale as if it has been for so long. The USA has become racked with controversy, income inequality, and so many other problems have begun to change people's viewpoints. No longer are we planning for a long, successful era of prosperity. Many people are struggling and do not have a prosperity mindset. Along with this comes the change of many social mores and norms. Where once there was the nuclear family, now there is a looser, broader definition of family. Once there were clear, delineated roles, and now we have lost most of those expectations. Things are different now than they have been in the past. That's where dark psychology comes in. People are not so obsessed with prosperity anymore. They are not looking to just focus on the positives and strengths of society, like positive psychology would have them do. People are now more interested in learning about the ways that they were mistreated or manipulated. We have become more jaded and aware of various ways that we are manipulated. There is a giant media that feeds us certain information, corporations that want us to just buy, and politicians who want us to follow their every instruction and goal. There are a lot of negative, manipulative messages out there, and it gets difficult to sort through what is true and necessary. There are so many ways to be manipulated. Social media has become a huge tool for people who manipulate others. We get our information, reaction, and entertainment on social media, and this has made us very susceptible to lies and deception. Dark psychology uses tools to analyze this manipulation and learn about it so that you can utilize it for your purposes and avoid being manipulated from others. Dark psychology, rather than focusing on the positive and strengths of each person, is more about the weaknesses and how to bolster them. It is more concerned with being able to analyze the manipulation of others and understand how propaganda and deception are being used to make you do certain things. In order to be able to analyze when you are being manipulated and read other people, you must begin to gain awareness around the topic of dark psychology. This is a field that most people know a little something about already, and when you start to learn it, you will be able to identify certain characteristics and themes from your own life that fit into the system. We all have encountered these personalities in our lives at some point. One dark triad personality is a narcissist. These people are obsessed with themselves and have trouble placing any real weight on the plight of other people.